Okay, we're beginning here with the new parak at the bottom of Ayin Amud Bet. Today's daf as well as tomorrow's daf are pretty short, but the Rishonim and the Tosafot discuss the issues of Rov and Bitul that appear in different places in Shas, and so you can see that there's a lot of Tosafot and very little in terms of Gemara. So we'll start with the Mishnah, which is Kol Zvachim Shinit Arvu B'Chataot HaMeitot O B'Shor HaNiskal. So any Zvachim that are mixed up, they got mixed up with Chatot HaMeitot, which is Chatot that are required to be put to death. There are five Chataot that are required to be put to death. One is Vlad Chatat, second one is Chatat Shemedu Balea, third one is Tmurat Chatat, the fourth one is Chatat Shekibru Balea Shabda, and the last one is the Chatat Shibrashnata. So those five Chataot, that if they have any of those issues, have to be, quote unquote, put to death, continue until the kippah, and then it dies. So any zvachim, which sounds like other zvachim, got mixed up with the chatot ha-meitot, o bishor ha-niskal. Bishor ha-niskal is another animal that is asur be-hana'a. Afilu achat biribo, one in 10,000, yamutu kulan. They are all given the same din as the one, sure, which is here, either the chatot ha-meitot or the shor ha-niskal. Nitarvu bishor she'ne'evda bo avera o she'himit et ha'adam. If any zevach got mixed up with a shor that had an avera done to it, or she'himit et ha'adam, it killed an individual al pi ed echad or al pi ha'ba'alim. That it did kill someone either because an ed echad or through the ba'alim. Now Rashi over here says that the numbers switch. The Gemara will discuss the first piece in the Mishnah. The first piece of the Mishnah says that afilo achat biribo, which is the achat and which is the ribo in the first statement of the Mishnah. It sounds like there's one of the zvachim and then biribo is 10,000 of the chatot ha-meitot l'shor ha-niskal, which makes no sense the way the Mishnah reads. The Gemara will reverse it and say achat biribo would be one shor ha-niskal amongst many zvachim, or one chatat ha-meit amongst many other zvachim. Over here already in Rashi says, Nitavu zvachim kshirim b'shor shenevda bo avera echad be'echad, one on one. So over here we're not talking about large quantities, we're just talking about two, one of each type. You have a regular zevach and a shor shenevda bo avera, o shemita adam, or it killed somebody. This is a shor that is up to be killed. It should be a shor niskal. The only problem is we don't have enough evidence to do that. So we either have an eid echad or we have al pi ha-ba'alim. As Rashi points out, when you do it al pi ha-ba'alim, then it's patur miskila because it's modeh b'knasis patur. Since a modeh b'knasis patur, therefore, when you come al pi ha-ba'alim, there is no mitah executed on this shor. The Tosos points out that it's not exactly like modeh b'knas. Because afilu amrei shenigmar dinan bebeit din zeh, even if you go to another beit din, they say there was a gmar din in this other beit din. Ene aregim al piyam. There's no mita. Va'avagav v'chiyah gavna mechayev b'knas. In knas, if we know that there was a gmar din somewhere else, and you take them to another beit din and say they ran away after the gmar din, can you bring them to din here? Then we'll execute the din, or we'll execute the knas. That's not true here by the shor ha-niskal. That the shor niskal, even if it reached the gemar din in one beis din, and you go to another beis din, and edim said that this shor is deserving of death, it's not put to death. So therefore, Tosafot says Rashi's right that it is like knas, but it's not exactly like knas, because in certain instances of knas, you would be chayav, but over here you wouldn't be chayav. Berova v'nirba, the same thing that happens when you have a animal that had bestiality performed with it, or as a woman brought the animal on her. B'muksa. Muksa over here is something was designated for use in Avodah Zarah. And then v'nevad, something was actually worshipped as Avodah Zarah. Be'etnan was used in exchange for compensation to a zonah. U'mechir kelev is something that was exchanged or sold for a dog. Bikil ayim, something that is a mixed breed. U'betrefa, or the animal's a trefa. B'yotzei dolphin, or was born out of a C-section, not born a natural birth. All of those are psulim to end up on the mizbeach, but for a hedyot are mutarot. In each of these cases, is there a difference what they are mutarot for? Some of them are totally mutarot to the hedyot, mutarot achda and mutarot behana'a. Some of them are only mutarot behana'a, for instance, like the treifa, which is obviously not mutarot be'achila, but it is mutarot behana'a. But all of these have some value to a hedyot, but they cannot be brought on the mizbeach b'fnei Hashem. So I have a zevach that got mixed up with them. Now, I cannot just say, listen, I'll take both of these animals and I will sell them to people to use as olot, because one of them is a pasul to be an olah. So what do? Yiru ad shista'avu. They should graze until they get into them a mum. Then v'yimachu, they're sold. V'yavi b'dmeh sh'yafesh shebehen. And then you bring the best amongst them. Me'oto amin. From that, whatever type of zevach that's mixed up. So here, for instance, if you had two, you have two animals, and one is worth 500, one is worth 400. And when you sell both of the animals, you go ahead and you bring the korban that it was designated for with the 500. Because we assume, we say, there's a possibility that the better animal was the one that was kodesh. And therefore, in order to discharge all obligations or all kodesh here, we ensure that you take the 500 and bring that as a korban, and the 400 is yours, based on the fact that one of those animals was yours. So we'll assume that Kodesh got the benefit, they got the 500, and you get the 400 to get hana from it. Tosfos over here and says, Vayavi b'dmei sheyafe behen, he brings Rashi's in interpretation, Vayavi ma'ot kishir d'mei yafe shebekulan, brings the best of them all, meaning that if they're more than one, if they're five, then you also bring only the best one, because there's one korban here. So, bashma l'peirusho shezevach mu'rav biribo shel rovav v'nirba. So that's from his peirush, that you have one zevach, and the rest are these problematic animals, 10,000 rova nirba, lashon mashmake. And lashon sounds like Rashi. Tosa says he thinks Rashi's right. Even though Rashi, we just saw before, wrote on the Mishnah, echad ve'echad, that it was one-on-one. But the din should be no different, which is that whether it's one-on-one, or it was zevach echad amongst many psulim, in either instance, you just have to bring one korban. So Rashi says that you take the best value out of all that are here, or you take the best value out of the one that is here, and you give that as the korban. V'yav shah the markein, Tosos rejects Rashi's interpretation, the dumi the reishik tani, as we similar to the reishik, she niskal nitarei v'rov zvachim, that the niskal was mixed up with the many zvachim, v'chein mukhach v'gemara. V'dmei yafe sheben hainu, v'dmei yafe shu kol echad v'echad, v'mniach ha-gurua v'shem shlo yichalel. So Tosos says, no, it's like the first part of the Mishnah, which is that you're talking about one problematic item amongst many zvachim, many karbanot. Well, if that's the case, for instance, you have 10 animals, just make it easy, one of them is a nirba or roveya, the other 9 are zvachim. So when I go ahead and sell these 10 animals, after Yiru'a Shistavu, I sell the 10 animals, 9 of them have to end up as korbanot. One of them is yours. So Tosfos says it's the other way around. It's not, the Dmei Yafe Sheben means that the top 9 prices, you have to give to Kodesh. The bottom price you got out of the 10, that you can keep for yourself. So it's just the opposite of Rashi, because he's saying that there are 9 korbanot instead of 1. Rashi's interpretation is all about one korban, so you take the best value, the highest value you get, you bring a korban with that. On the other hand, Tosfos is saying, no, that there's many korbanot, just one pasul, so it's the other way around. With the top values, you bring the korbanot. With the bottom value, that's what you get to keep for yourself. And again, with all these problems, like for instance, Rova and the Nirba, these are cases where you only have one witness or you have the Baalim, which make it that they do not get executed for whatever action that was taken over here. Nit'avu b'chulim t'mimim. What happens if you have zvachim that got mixed up with regular chulin, but they were also tamim, they were roi to be karbanot? Imachru ha-chulim letzorchei oto amin. Then the best thing to do is to sell all the animals to be used as korbanot. So for instance, if you had a number of alot, 9 alot, and then one chulin, one item that was chulin in there, then they all need to end up as olot. So what you do is you'll sell them to be used as olot. You'll sell all of those items, and then they will be brought as karbanot olot. Right, so that the Mishnah is going to say in a second. We'll discuss that about the Zubeach Lamal Tanai, but the answer is yes, that is correct. Rashi points out over here, if you look at Rashi, it's actually not, in Rashi that we have, it says L'shem Mishihu, that he brings the Korban for whomever the Baalim is, right? L'shem Mishihu, he says. If you look in the Rashi, the Nuschot Rashi, the TVA, about halfway down, he says, Yomar Ariu L'shem Ba'alav, V'lo Yisfir Alav Shem Adam. He says that this Korban should be for the Baalim. And then he doesn't say who the Baalim are. He just makes a generic statement like you were just suggesting to me, that he begins a generic statement. Tosfot over here says, wait a minute, we saw back on Daf Bet Amud Bet, that one of the things that was a Tanai Beit Din was that the Kohen does not have to mention the Baalim whatsoever. And that automatically it goes towards the Baalim in order to prevent mistakes from happening. So Tosfos says, why don't we say the same thing over here? Tosfos in the Shem Mishu says, Perisha Kudris. And then he says, Elo L'Shem Mishu Hainu Stama. The Stama Namik L'Shon Shmo Dami. That Stama means if you bring it without any name, mention it, that is L'Shmo. So as opposed to Rashi, who thinks you have to mention that what the Baalim, this is for the Baalim. Tosfos says, you know what you have to do? Nothing. Just don't say anything. If you don't say anything, that's the Tanai Beit Din, that it automatically goes for the Baalim. So Rashi requires you to say at least something to make it into a Stam Le'Baalim. Tosfos says, don't say anything and you'll be just fine. That's the Tanai Beit Din. Kodshim B'Kodoshim. Now if you've got different Kodshim mixed up, Min B'Mino. If it's the Min B'Mino, Zei Krav L'Shem Mishu, Zei Krav L'Shem Mishu. So this is the discussion that we just saw in Rashi. And in Tosafot, that the Shem Mishu, according to Rashi, the Shem Mishu is the Shem Baalim, without saying who the Baalim are. Tosafot means just to be silent. Kodshim b'kodeshim min she'en b'mino. If you have kodshim mixed up, you got an olah mixed up with the shlamim, then we say yiru ad shistavu. They should also graze until they get a mum in them. V'yavi b'dmei yafe shebehen m'min zeh, u'b'dmei yafe shebehen m'min zeh.
He said without shlamim, not the different types of animals.
Not an Eiz and a Bakar, right? No, it's, it means two different korbanot. So you're actually stabbed, they get, wait till they get a momentum. So we need to say two animals, one's a lot, one's a shlamim, you don't know which is which. So you go ahead and you sell them. One fetches 500, one fetches 400. What you have to do then is you have to throw in an extra 100 from your house, and you have to buy an olah worth 500, and a shlamim worth 500. Because you just don't know which one of them is the proper korban. So you have to redeem them, both of them. So you have to give 500 to redeem both of them, because we don't know if the olah was the 500, we don't know if the shlamim was the 500. So we force you to redeem both of them at that 500 level, and you'll use the afsid hamutar mi beito. And that's the extra 100 that you're going to lose out of your house, is because you have to fill in for that differential. Nitarvu b'b'chor b'maser. They got mixed up the b'chor b'maser, yiru ad shistavu. Then you wait, they go until they get a mominim. V'yochlu ki b'chor u'chemaser. Then they're eating like a b'chor maser, like the chumrot of a b'chor maser. Because at this point, a b'chor and a maser are korbanot that if they are tmimim, they end up on mizbech. If they have mumim in them, then they're ne'achalim, like chulin, they have certain restrictions. You can't do gizan avodah with them, you can't be mocher them, be liz, you can't mark them, sell them out in the marketplace. There's certain restrictions against that. So over here, if they get mixed up the b'chor maser, then you wait till they get a mum, and then they get eaten like a b'chor and a maser, and obviously you have to redeem the karbanot. You have to be podeh, those that are other karbanot besides the b'chor and the maser. Once you redeem them, you can bring that, with that redeemed money, you bring that to the mizbeach. Tosafot says you cannot, Rashi points out here that you cannot sell them over here. Rashi changed the girsa. There was a girsa here that said b'yimachru, then you sell them. Rashi says that's not correct. You cannot sell them over here. Because a b'chor and a maser are restricted from being sold in the shuk or for the itliz. Why is that? When we usually have kochim, kochim that have a mum in them, when you sell them, who is the beneficiary of the sale? The beneficiary of the sale is kodesh. So therefore, we allow you to be mavazeh and kochim. We allow you to go and sell them in the shuk and be mavazeh the kochim because the benefit accrues to hekdesh. Whatever monies you receive then, you're going to have to go purchase a korban with those monies and bring that up to the mikdash. So over here, by the maser and the b'chor, that's not the case. Who's the beneficiary of selling the animal? Is either maser is the chul adam, b'chor is the kohen, but either way they're chulin, and they're not going to the mikdash. The beneficiary is a layperson. So we say, don't sell them. You're not allowed to sell them and be mavazeh the kochim in order to gain that money. Over here, we actually have a case. We have a mix. You have a mix between kochim and the b'chor and the maser. So what are you going to say? Go ahead. We want to sell them because part of the proceeds will benefit Hekdesh. What's that? The Zevach part of it. Those that are Zvachim will benefit Hekdesh. But at the same time, you're also benefiting the layperson. So Rashi basically says, In Adam Chotev Alolo. The person doesn't sin and it's not for his benefit. So same thing over here. We're not going to allow you to be Mevazeh, the Bechor Maser, to help the Kochim. It's one thing if the Kochim themselves are Nibzeh, and you're selling it in the Shuk, and it accrues to its benefit. That you can make a decision about. What you can't do is be Mevazeh the Bechor and the Maser, in order to help out the other Kodesh or the other Kochim. And so for that reason, Rashi takes out the Girsa of Machru over here and says, no, that you eat them all, the Bechor and Maser, and you have to redeem them. You yourself redeem them based on the value of the Zvachim that are there.
Well, what matnas kuna are there in Bechor and Maser?
Maser, there's none. And in Bechor, the coin gets the whole Bechor. Not necessarily, because it's a mechor malmum, which is chulin, basically. Mechor malmum is bechulin, and amotzi mechaber al avaraya. All right, tzakol, yecholim lintarev. All animals can get mixed up, or all carbonyl can be mixed up, chutz ben asham, ve'achatad, chutz ben achatad ve'asham. Chatad and asham, the Gemara will discuss this, because their korban is nikar. What they're brought from, how they're brought, chatad is an akeva, right, and asham is brought from a ayol, that's steshanim. Since both of those are unique in their carbonot, you will always know which of the behemot is the chatat and which one is the asham. That's why I used the example of a large shlamim before, not that of an asham and a chatat. Asham and a chatat, you'll know which one belongs to the asham and which one belongs to the chatat if they get mixed up with other zvachim, because of the nature of the korban that is being brought. Right? So now, the Gemara says, my afilu. Why is the Mishnah, when it begins, it seems this, kol zvachim shenitavu b'chatat meitot b'sher niskal afilu achat b'ribo. Even one amongst 10,000. So Gemara says, that doesn't make sense. Now, again, the Havamin is what I said before. If you have Ruba the Mita, the Gemara, the first thing is that Achat bi Ruba means one Zabach amongst 10,000 Shorei Aniskal, or 10,000 Chataot Ametot. That's what the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah is saying. So what do you mean Afilu? Okay, if it's mixed one with one, then okay, he dies. If it's mixed one with 10,000 of these Metot, then it dies. Of course it dies. What do you mean Afilu? So then Gemara rereads it to the way, the second way we read it. I mentioned this when we were reading the Mishnah, which is, it's all Zvachim that got mixed in with them, the Chataot Ametot Shorei Aniskal, Afilu Echad Beribo. Even one Chatat Ameta, or one Shor and his skull that got mixed in with 10,000 zvachim, yamutu kulam. That's the way to read it. The achat beribo, even though it doesn't read this way in pashtut a mishnah, nevertheless, the meaning of it in the mishnah is that there was one of the metot and 10,000 of the zvachim, and nevertheless, they all die. So Gemara says, tanina achad zimna. We already have a mishnah that tells us about this. Kol asurim legabe mizbeach, osurim bechol shehen. Anything that is asur legabe mizbeach, a kol shehu is oser. So this is, it's a Mishnah Masechet Yemura that says anything that has isur legabe mizbeach, for instance, with a nearby, they're asur to end up in the mizbeach, they're problematic, even be kol shehu. But this is what we're talking about over here. Even a kol shehu ruins all the zvachim. What do I need our Mishnah for? Kol asurim legabe mizbeach, asurim kol shehu, and arova and nearby, those are the examples. So I'm a Ravashi, amrita lishmaita kamei de Rav Simi. I said this over before Rav Simi, that's Rikhan, and he told me we need them. Dimi hatam, had I only had the Mishnah from Tmura, hava mina hani milele gvoha. Over there, the mix up is between items that are problematic for the mizbeach and items that are zvachim. Aval the hedjot emalo. But when it comes to hedjot, maybe I would say that it's not so choshuf and that they could be nitbatel. V'mehocha. If I had it over here, avamina haneu the isuri anoninu. Since these are isuri, no. Therefore, aval hani emalo that they're not problematic. Suichi. They right feed both of them. The story over there in Tmura is kolat surim the gabi zvach surim bekol shein. And then it mentions items like the rova and the nirba. These are all the second items that we mentioned in our Mishnah. Items that are problematic because they are problematic for the mizbeach. They're not asurim be'ahana'a. They're not problematic for the ba'al, for the owner, to use them or to do whatever he wants with them. They're only problematic the gabi ha-mizbeach. So in that instance, the Mishnah in Tumrat says that they are pasul, even b'kol shehen. Any amount of them ruins the whole package over here. So I would have thought, the havamin is, that's what Rashi says over here, that havamin hu dimafsidan. So v'hani, as Rashi says, the hedjot nami lo chazul, even a hedjot can't use these items. Let's say that the robe takes a mash, that they'll get the mum and it'll be machru. Because the din of a hedjot won't be so extreme. The only time we'll have an extreme is when we're talking something that's a pasul because of gvoa. It's pasul because it can't be brought in mizbeach. Versus something that's pasul because it's restricted to a hedjot. So that's what our Mishnah comes to teach us, that even when it's just restricted to Edyot, it still causes a problem for all of the Zvachim. That's number one. Number two is the other way around. Our Mishnah, if we had just had our Mishnah, we would say our Mishnah is speaking about Isurei Hana'ah, talking about things like Ashur and Iskal, which is Isurei Hana'ah. And since they are Isurei Hana'ah, therefore, that makes them Chashuv. And that's what makes the Isur problematic. Over here, and we say all the Zvachim die. But in the case of Tmura, that's why we give them up. Avahanach the Tmura, those that are mentioned in the Mishnah Tmura, the Lo Yarbehu Yisurei Hana'ah, there's no Yisurei Haraim, and Lo Lasrino the Kulu. They won't have that restriction, El Nevatel Barova Bikarvu, that they'll be Nevatel Barova and they'll be Bikarvu. The Gemara explains here that there's a Chumrah in both Mishnayot. There's a Chumrah in our Mishnah, which is that we're speaking about Yisurei Hana'ah in our Mishnah. The Mishnah Tmura is only talking about things that are possible to Gvoa. So I would have thought, if I had just one of the two Mishnayot, that each item that's mentioned in our Mishnah, the Hejot, which is a two-way, and I thought that was a Chumrah, and would not apply to the case of that was just Asur L'Gvoa, or the other way around. I just had the case of Asur L'Gvoa and Tmura, I wouldn't have thought that it covered the case of Isurei Anah, the Hejot, in our Mishnah. So that's why, Kamash Malan, that we have both Mishnayot, that's why we have Tzrichuta between them. Gemara says, Talav Isurei Anah, Ninhu, Hatanale. Gemara says over there, Miktani B'Koshuhu. So does it really write Koshu over there? Koshu Hatamtani? So Gemara says, V'nitneha V'lo Ba'iha. So just write the one where it says Koshu, and you won't need the other one. Gemara says, Takanta Itzrichale. We need the fix-up over here. Tzrichuta over here is that we need the Takanta. That over there it says, Ostrim B'Koshuhu. Over here it doesn't mention the Koshuhu. But in our Mishnah, it tells you what you do to rectify it. How do you rectify it? Yerushit Tavu. So each Mishnah presents us with a different piece of information that's not from the other Mishnah. The other Mishnah mentions the issue of Koshuhu. The Mishnah over here mentions the issue of Takanta, fixing it up. So therefore, if I have fix up, I mentioned that's our Barat Shichus of our Mishnah. The Koshuhu and the Mishnah in Temura is telling us that even Shalabi Yisurei Anah, when we're dealing with things that are not Yisurei Anah, that they're Aser B'Koshuhu. So Mar says, Hejot Nami Tonile. Well, if you say our Mishnah is talking about the case of Hejot, and that's the Chiddush here, that we also have a Mishnah about. Vela Asurim, Vosurim B'Koshuhin. These items from Avodah Zarah, these things are Asur, and they're also B'Koshuhin. Yain Nesech, Bavudat Kochavim. All of these items that deal with things that are Hejot. So I would say, wait, I already have a Mishnah that teaches me about Koshuhin is Oser, even by Yisurei Hana'ah. Tzrichei. No, we need both of those. Dimi Hatam Ava Mina LeHejot. That's only true for Hejot. Aval Gvoa Aim Alo Nefsedinu LeKulo. That's only true by Hejot. If we just had the Yisurei Hana'ah mentioned, the Bakoshuhu by Hejot, I wouldn't have known about Kodesh necessarily. I would say, when it comes to Hejot, and all the loss is borne by a Hejot, then we say everything's Asur. But over here, in our case, where the loss will be borne by Hekdesh, it'll be not only a loss for the individual, but the Hekdesh will lose out here, because all the Zvachim are going to have to die. I would say maybe no, but enough Zidin Lukulu, we won't lose them all. Had you just written the case over here, Havamina, Animile Kochim, Dimais. By Kochim, it's inappropriate to say Batol Barov. Ava Chulin, Dilo Mais. Chulin is not Mais to say Batol Barov. Emi Yisurei Anah, Devatle Baruba. They will be Mevatle Ruva. For a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not nice to bring these Yisurei Anah. So over there we say no but, no Bitol, everything dies. For a Hejot, the Hejot can eat something that was Batol Barov. That's fine. That's not beyond the pale. That's not too much for him. So therefore we need both Mishnayot. By Yisurei Anah, we need our Mishnah to teach us about Kodesh. By Lav Yisurei Anah, we need our Mishnah to teach us about the Takana, how to fix it up. By Yisurei Hana'ah to Hejot, that's one from the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah of Lav Yisurei Hana'ah, the Kol Shehein, that we learn out of the Mishnah and Temura. So all of those items teach us, each of the Mishnayot teaches us a special Chiddush. The Mishnah in Temura is teaching us about the Gvoha, number one, that things that are just posel the Gvoha are not Nitbatel, and number two is that it's also by a Kol Shehein when it's not Yisurei Hana'ah. Number two is our Mishnah teaches us about when it's a problem Hejot, then it's still a problem to be burned on Mizbech, it's not Nitbatel, and also in cases where it's Lav Yisurei Hana'ah, where it's not a case of Yisurei Hana'ah, then there's a Takana, and that's Yerush Eitz Tavu. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah teaches us that Yisurei Hana'ah are not Mitbatel even for a Hejot. Not just for Kodesh, but even for Hejot, they're not Nitbatel. That's the basic of the Gemara. You have two big Tosafot over here that deal with certain issues that are interesting. One of them is the big Tosafot in the beginning. So this large Tosafot over here asks a very basic question. He goes, I have a case from Sanhedrin which says that Rotzeach Shinitarei Becherim Kulan Puturim. A Rotzeach being there, not a human Rotzeach, but a killer sure, and I'm mixed up with other Shvarim. Kulan Turim, they're all Patur. Because over there we say that the Chachamim are, or Rabbanan are makpid, that in Gomrim Dino Shoshur Elo Bifanav. So you have a series of Shvarim that already had a Gemar Din that they're Chayav Mita. At one Shur, they didn't have a Gemar Din yet. That one Shur gets mixed up with the other Shvarim. Say Kuban Pturim. But how do I reconcile that with our mission over here? Here I have a one item, one Shur and Iskal. Now it gets mixed up to Zvachim and I say they all die. Over there in Sanhedrin, I have a Shur and Iskal that gets mixed up with one Shur that didn't have a Gemar Din yet. And I say, all Kulan Pturim. How do I reconcile between the conclusion in Sanhedrin as our mission over here? The Rabbi Ephraim changes the girsa based on an old sefer in Sanhedrin, and therefore he says that the other Shvarim shloni gemar dinam. The other Shvarim are in cases where they also did not have a gemar din. So Rabbeinu Tam rejects that, he says, because it says there, Kulan Pturim. Kulan Pturim sounds like they were all chayavim. They already had a gemar din, and I don't accept your change in the girsa. Rabbeinu Tam has to come up with a reason to explain it. Beshiv lo, Rabbeinu Tam. And this Rabbeinu Tam is what creates a chiddush here, which the Tosa spends a lot of time on, which is that itarei bishvarim alia hayomer tomar nichbishin ledin v'chuparish meruba parish. It depends on the circumstance. In the circumstance when you bring them all together, they are batel berov, because we say any shor that leaves this group is called the parish, miruba parish. The rov, for instance, in our case, would be that the rov's bachim. So whatever leaves here, we're going to assume is a zevach, eino chanami, that it really is batel berov. Why are kulam yemutu here? It's a gzerat Chachamim. What's the gzeira? Umanin dahach detani yamutu kulan binitarei bizvachim mairi ule gvoa. That they are nitarei bizvachim and the gvoa ugzeira shemi yavo yud kohanim bevat achad. Maybe 10 kohanim will come at once and take all of them out. Because when do we say batel berov? Batel berov is each one is taken out. If you take one away, we say called the parish miruba parish. The problem over here is I have these 10 together, and there's a possibility that 10 kohanim will come, and each one will take from one of these to be a zevach. It's not just one individual that's addressing all the items that's here. Many individuals will come simultaneously and take it, and we're afraid. If you take all 10 at once, for sure one of them is problematic. If you take them one by one, individually, then we say, and call the parish, miruba parish. So our fear over here, or the reason that we say over here that it's problematic, is because according to the Rabbeinu Tam, they could be taken all at once. Had they been taken one by one, eno chanami, it would have been fine, and we'd say, call the parish, miruba parish. But in our instance, we're worried about 10 kohanim coming and taking all the karbonot simultaneously. So that's right, the Rabbeinu Tam says, eno chanami, we would have said batel berov over here, just we have this problem with the gzeirat hakatuv. Then the Rabbeinu Tam says a second chiddush, which is Ritam Zayar Mirutam, Dinira Luhatir Drusat Zev Barov, that a flock that has one of the sheep was attacked by a wolf. But we don't know which one was attacked by the wolf. So since it was attacked by the wolf, it's probably a trefa. We assume that Drusat Zev is a trefa. Nevertheless, you can take one out of the Eder, and you can eat it, because we assume whatever you took was parish, miruba parish. Because he says, masim b'chol yom, tzevim torfim, nosim seh, they come to the flock, they grab one of the sheep, and walk off with it, v'roeh matzilan. And the rabbi goes and saves it, and then he puts it back in the flock, and doesn't remember, v'sharlo, and we allow you to eat it. Da'afagab de balei chayim chashive, even though balei chayim are individual items, and are chashuv, therefore should not be batel, nevertheless, we still say, batel baro, v'chein rovo fot, dorsim, ibzim v'tarnagolim. Also, we have these birds that attack the geese and the roosters, the chickens, umotarim, and again, we allow people to eat them. The case in Sanhedrin, where they had mixed up with all these enigmar din, that we say they're patur, even if they're moving around. Doesn't mean patur that they're mutar b'hana. El paturim deloy trachu beidin horgam. We don't force beidin to be horeg them. In Ochanami, we do say batel barov here, and we do say call the parish and ruva parish. That means we assume all these behemot are shvarim that are being put to death, should have been put to death. Therefore, they're asur b'hana. When we say paturim, we say beidin has to go and stone these 10 shvarim. 9 of them had a gemar din to be stoned. 1 of them didn't have his gemar din yet. When we say patur, it means Bezin doesn't have to deal with them anymore. It doesn't have to stone them. But that doesn't mean if you take them out, paturim means go ahead and do whatever you want with them. No, they're still a surim behana, because kol the parish and ruba parish. The rove there already had a gemar din, and they're a surim behana. So if you take one of those shvarim, you're a surim behana. You can't do anything with that shavu shor. Just there's no requirement of Bezin putting it to death. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam explains and reconciles between the Mishnah and Sanhedrin and our Mishnah over here. And the last chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam here is Odom Rabbeinu Tam, the Shur Niskal Inu Nesar Michayim. Next thing is Rabbeinu Tam says that a Shur Niskal is not Asur Ba'ana until it's dead. As long as it's alive, it has a Gemar Din, it's not Asur Ba'ana. The Isur Ba'ana only happens once it is dead.
The difference between a
No, but I'm saying over here, even when they're alive, the assumption is that you can't use them for zvachim because you're going to have to kill them all to be a zevach. As soon as you kill it, the shoni skull becomes asur ba'ana. But as long as it's alive, it's still not asur ba'ana. So then he says, im kein, de'in shoni skull nasar kol zvan shulchai, shor shalom nigmar dino, shintarei b'cherim, shnigmar dinan, kutlam p'turim. Returim b'gizav avoda, bein kan inu edin, kevin to p'turim miskila. So in that case, there's no isur ba'ana over there. Once they die, yasurim ba'ana'a. So that'd be the case. If you have these 10 shvarim that we said before, patur, basin doesn't have to deal with them, then when you call the parish, meruba parish, but shorani skull until it's put to death, it's not also right now. So what you can do, you can keep them around, you can do giza, boda, you can do whatever you want with them. As soon as they die, then they become asur ba'ana'a. So as long as they're alive, you can do whatever you want. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says, the end means p'turim. P'turim means, yes, basin has to have to deal with them. And number two is you can do whatever you want with them. You can use them as long as they're alive. As soon as they die, then they become shorani skal, then they can be asur ba'ana. It's a big chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam that shorani skal is only asur ba'ana once it's dead. As long as it's alive, it's not. Tosfos in the end, the last part of this Tosfos, discusses each one of the positions of the Rabbeinu Tam, each of the chidushim of the Rabbeinu Tam. Number one, that shorani skal only applies after it dies. Number two is that if you have a ze'ev that's doris in the eder, the sheep, and then it ends up getting lost in there, we say batel berov, and you can eat. You can each one come out, call the parish, may rupa parish, and you can eat from that flock. No problem. And the last chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam, which was that the chiddush that in our Gemara the problem is actually not a problem of batel berov, because actually they are batel berov. Problem is actually gzeirat chachamim, that we worry about the fact that the kohanim will come and take all of these together simultaneously, and therefore no longer be classified as kol deparish meruba parish. In addition, the Rabbeinu Tam makes one other mention of a chiddush, and the last one is a chiddush that we didn't mention. The Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam says in lo mecher means in lo balim. That whenever it says in lo mecher that you can't sell it, means that there's no ownership over it. That's another gemara that we didn't deal with over here. But those three statements of the Rabbeinu Tam, that Tosfos goes through them, challenging them and bringing proofs to them, going back and forth. But those are the three big chidushim of the Rabbeinu Tam in this big Tosfot over here. It's a big chiddush. Tosfos says in the Mishnah of Treifa, he says that when we say ein podim kochim la'achilam leklavim, that we do not redeem kochim in order to give them to dogs, that's only true when we're talking about kochim that cannot be consumed by a hejot. If you could be podedem and use them to yourself, or eat them yourself, or get benefit from them yourself, then you can also give them to the klavim or to an obid kochavim. Another thing, when we say in podim, that's only when that's the only thing you could do with this animal. The only thing you could do with this animal is give it to a kelev. Well, if that's the only thing you could do, then it's a bizui kodesh, and we're not poded to give it to a kelev or to give it to a goy. Because he says over here, the problem over here is that we have chulin, treifa, that's mixed in with zvachin. So, if he knew which one was the kodesh, they would be mutar for him to use. So over there, we don't say ein podim kochim leklavim. That's what I was trying to explain over here. We have a case where they had a treifa got mixed up with the kochim or allowing you to be podet. What are you going to do with all these animals? When you podet them, you're going to give them to a kelev. Because they're all, one of them was a treifa, you can't eat them. You can't eat any of these animals. You're going to have to give it to a kelev in the end. So it says, but wait, let's think about it. Nine of these items were kochim. One of them is a treifa. The one treifa, you're right, but the treifa is cholin. Treifa is cholin, we don't worry about giving it to a kelev. The kochim were not treifot. The kochim, had you known which ones they were, you could have redeemed them, and you could have eaten it yourself, or you could have done whatever you wanted with it. The fact that you give it to a kelev now is because of the treifa that's mixed up in it. So there, we don't say, ein podim kochim leklavim, because you're really being podet for you, but you could have been podet and used it yourself. The reason you're giving it to the klavim is because of the chashash of the treifa tchulin, not because of the kochim itself. So the pidyon of kochim over here is not directly for the kelev, it ends up being given to the kelev because of the treifa that's mixed up with it. In that case, Tosfos says that there isn't the din of ein podim kochim leklavim. It's a big chiddush in the Tosfos, but it has implications in other places when we talk about ein podim kochim leklavim. All right, we'll stop over here. Thank you.